I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests in Iraq are on hold for the foreseeable future. Coronavirus closures and curfews are forcing people inside, effectively putting an end to most demonstrations. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says Iraqis now have a bigger problem on their hands.
Really, it's like a crisis within another crisis. COVID has only exacerbated some of the already existing economic issues. We're hearing reports of families where they don't have any food. So they're relying on their neighbors, the kindness of others, in order to provide.
Believers are using this time to demonstrate Christ's love and care.
Churches, organizations are working together in a more cohesive way across social media in order to use that as a tool for outreach. Also, churches are giving out food packets for those families that are really struggling.
And the Jordanian ministry, Al-Hadaf, is living out James 1:27 by serving orphans and refugees who are suffering greatly. Maran Maya, founder of Al-Hadaf, explains that God laid the burden of these children on her heart. So she began a ministry to serve society's most vulnerable. Maya and her team developed a curriculum to help these orphan and refugee kids.
We help the children through teaching them life skills. The orphans in Jordan, most of them were abandoned, so they don't have even a family's name in a tribal community. So we start by teaching them how precious they are in the eyes of the Creator. It just helps them to be strong from inside and goes to outside. And then we go to hygiene, and then we go to relationships, up until dealing with money.
Read the full story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support M&N tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.